Monday the 4th of April 2016. I'm back at Hull Station, leaving home yet again for a few days. This time I'm going to Dublin this evening for one day, and then to Edinburgh tomorrow for the Royal College of Nursing Research Society meeting. And then I'm back home on Friday, and on Saturday morning I head off to Riyadh again.
Manchester Piccadilly and will be calling Edinburgh, Selby, Leeds, Dewsbury, Huddersfield, Stanley Bridge and Manchester.
Ladies and gentlemen, very good evening to you from the flight. My name is Ryan Gretsch, your first officer for the flight. Myself, your captain Steve Williams, and the rest of the crew would like to welcome you all on board your flight to Dublin. Nearly fully ready to go, and hopefully pushing back in just a few minutes' time for departure from the Westerly runway here in Manchester. Climb to a cruising altitude of 20,000 feet with this flight time of just around about 40 minutes or so. Should be pleasant conditions en route. A very similar day to Manchester when we get to Dublin. It's 9 degrees over there at the moment, just a light westerly breeze. A few rain showers pushing through the afternoon, but hopefully it should dry out as the evening progresses. So do hope you enjoy the flight. Your cabin crew will shortly be taking you through a safety demonstration. Since this is for your own safety, I would appreciate if you would give them your full attention. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're very welcome to Dublin, where the local time is just coming up to 10 to 9. For your convenience and safety, please remain seated until the aircraft is parked. The seatbelt sign has been switched off and the main passenger door at the front of the aircraft has been opened for you. We would ask you to take great caution in opening the overhead lockers, as much as some of your hand luggage may have become displaced during the flight and may fall out causing injury to you or to another passenger. Please refrain from smoking until you're in a designated smoking area outside the terminal building.
It's still the 4th of April, only just. It's 1 minute to midnight. I'm in Dublin at the Stephen's Green Hotel, which also seems to be known as Callaghan's Restaurant or Callaghan's Bar. It's quite nice. Had a drink this evening with Catherine McCabe, with whom I used to work as an external examiner over in Bahrain. And I'm here in Dublin to do a writing for publication lecture tomorrow morning at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, and then to hold some consultations in the afternoon. I'm now a visiting professor at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland in the Faculty of Nursing and Midwifery, where I'm also a fellow. Just here for one day, because tomorrow night I fly to Edinburgh to go to the Royal College of Nursing International Research Society meeting.
Is that all right, Roger?
Yeah, everything's fine, yeah. Just,
yeah?
I like to give people a heart attack by doing that. You do that in China, everybody covers it.
And you can go white as well if you press W.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not many people know that.
No.
So can I do a very brief intro, Roger?
You can, if you want, yes, sir. Sure.
If it was through the long intro, I'd be here happily.
We're just doing the short one. Paul University editor, and that's it. That's all you need.
I've just had to tell him, Roger, if I was to do his long intro, I'd be doing all the talking for the next hour, so I'll just do the very, very short intro. So this is Professor Roger Watson, I'm sure you've all heard about. Roger is Professor of Nursing at Hull University in the UK. He's also Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and he's also a new fellow of the college. Is that your most recent award here in our society?
Visiting Professor. Yeah.
And that's about 2 or 3 weeks old at this stage, and we're delighted that that's the case. So I'm going to stop talking now.
Okay.
Roger's going to talk.
Thanks. That was a great introduction. Just fine. The more you say, the more you're going to get wrong. Okay. Right. It's really nice to see you. And I hope I can hear you, because I'm sitting in the deck and I've done a lot of flying recently and I've got a cold. This ear is completely blocked and that's not much better. So it's ringing in the ear. So I hope I can hear you all right. People don't usually have a problem hearing me. Okay. So as I say, I really have got a problem hearing. It's coming and going. So if I see how it's going, I can't do anything. Text me. Okay, we've got an hour or so left. What I thought I'd do is just one presentation about the... I've given away all my best slides already. I also, by the way, edit Nursing Open, which is another Wiley initiative, and that's an open access paper published journal, which is slightly different from the Journal of Advanced Nursing, so I've got two journals on my books. So we'll talk for an hour or so about what I call the four rules of writing.
I find that you can talk, I can talk about the publishing process and all sorts of ethereal things to do with publishing, but what I think people find most difficult is sitting down and getting writing. Is that right?
Yes.
I know it is as well. But what I also thought I would do before I start is to take a note of anything that you thought I might speak about, or you wanted me to speak about, that I might forget to mention. Okay, so if there's anything that you came into the room, and we're meeting again afterwards as well, but more of an informal discussion, so we can pick things up later. But if there's anything that you came here today thinking, I really wish that he would tell me about this, and I'll write it on the board, and then I'll see if I'm going to tell you about it or not. Anything at all to do with publishing. Save the file, back it up, close it down, and when you start writing the next time, you don't think.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard this flight number 8358, serving this region service to Edinburgh. We've just finished up the final paperwork for getting underway very shortly. Flight time today to Edinburgh is 50 minutes, and the conditions there at the moment, southwesterly breeze, scattered lurks out, temperatures presently 9 degrees. First officer flying me there, so get back to you later on in the cruise and let you know the latest weather and the updated time of arrival. My name is Katrina Murphy. It's my pleasure to be your captain for today's flight. My colleague in the flight deck senior first officer Warren Quinn, and you've already mentioned I'll be cabin crew Ryan Damiano. In a few moments, Ryan Damiano will take you through a very important safety demonstration. We would appreciate if you do give this your full attention. In the meantime, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Bye.
It's Wednesday the 6th of April 2016 and I'm in Edinburgh for the Royal College of Nursing International Research Society conference, staying at my favourite hotel at 2 Cambridge Street. Had dinner last night with a colleague, Parveen Ali. Got a run in this morning about 6:30 around the meadows in Edinburgh for 3 miles. Saw my good friend and colleague Ian Deary's head at his window before 7 o'clock. In his office at the University of Edinburgh. Remarkable man. So today's plan is to go to the conference centre, which is just around the corner from the accommodation I'm staying in, get registered, see what there is to do there, and then decide what I'm doing for the rest of the week. One of the things I want to do is to see Ian Deary. I've got to locate Jim Smith today, the founding editor of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, say hello to him, while he have paid for his attendance at the conference. It's a special conference. It's the 40th anniversary of the Journal of Advanced Nursing and of the RCN Research, sorry, the RCN Fellows, and Jim and I are both fellows. And we're going to be meeting at least one other fellow tonight for dinner. Alison Tierney, I'm hosting a dinner for Jim, Alison, both former editors of JAN. In fact, they were founding editor and editor-in-chief, and Jacqueline Fawcett from the States, one of our former editors, is going to be there too. And then I'm here until Friday, back to Hull then, and then off to Riyadh on Saturday. I have my visa, thanks to Mr. Ibrahim at the Saudi Health Office. Tonight, after an early dinner tonight, I'll probably try and meet up with Graham Smith. Tomorrow there's a reception at the City Hall, go to that, and otherwise just mill around the conference and see what I can pick up. One of the plans I've got is to interview both Jim Smith and Alison Tierney and to make a podcast for the JAN page to celebrate the 40th anniversary. Hello, this is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and I'm in Edinburgh for the Royal College of Nursing International Research Society meeting 2016, which is also marking the centenary of the Royal College of Nursing and the 60th year of nursing at the University of Edinburgh. But there's also another celebration, which is 40 years of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and I'm lucky to be here with Jim Smith, the founding editor of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. There's a little bit of background noise here because we can't find somewhere completely quiet to do this interview. I've got some questions for Jim, so I'm just going to go and meet Jim just now and get started this interview. I hope you enjoy it. Start the tape, and as I say, anything we say that we don't want to be in there, I can edit out afterwards without any problem at all. I've done an introduction, I've listened back, so the sound is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jim, it's really good to meet you again after all these years. I'd really like to ask you something about the Journal of Advanced Nursing, probably, definitely, in its 40th year. It's quite an achievement for the Journal being on the go for that long. But first of all, what I'd like to know is something about your career outside of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. I don't think many people know about that, Jim.
Well, I qualified as a nurse in 1955, having trained at the County Hospital in Hartford, which was one of the few training schools that accepted men and offered them accommodation.
Right.
That was all the expectation to go and find accommodation. And then I went to Harefield Hospital for a year to do the BTA certificate. But actually, the experience there was primarily major chest and heart surgery, which makes me very cynical, I have to say, when I read all these problems about the nurse-patient ratios, having spent 3 months on a 46-bedded major cardiothoracic unit without any intensive care recovery ward or high dependency unit.
Next, I'm going to talk to Professor Alison Tierney, who is also one of the professors of nursing at the University of Edinburgh and director of the Nursing Research Unit. And she was the editor of the Journal of Advanced Nursing immediately before me. So I've got a few questions for Alison too. So one, two, three. Yeah, it's picking up the voice, that's fine. The problem is, as you probably know, when the background noise comes, it just sort of drowns it out. But I can edit all that. You can hum and hear, go over stuff as much as you like, because we can edit it all out. It's very, very easy. Okay, just a bit of silence. Okay, thanks, Alison. It's really good to meet you again, and I really enjoyed your reflections on the nursing department at Edinburgh this morning. But other than your work with Jan, can you just tell me something more about your career and bring us up to the present day from when it's all started?
Well, you probably heard quite a lot this morning in what I said about my career being based, starting and continuing for a long time in the University of Edinburgh. And I think it was interesting, really, that I probably wouldn't have stayed in the same place for as long as I did, except there were not that many places to go that had got any kind of established beginnings of nursing research.
Yes.
And although I had a series of conventional university appointments, lecturer and so on, I think I would say that my career has been largely a research career. And my 10-year period as director of the Nursing Research Unit, and then getting a personal research chair in the University of Edinburgh. And that was an interesting landmark in my career. I mean, you know that university.
I was there at the time.
Yeah, and a personal research chair is not that easy. And I think it was really important for nursing that the university acknowledged the need for a chair to complement the chair of nursing studies. So, and then I had a period as head of department of nursing studies, which, although that was very interesting, was also difficult to continue to combine a full research portfolio.